Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the best sports reporters in the business is John Krasinski from The Athletic. I have a subscription. I check out his fine work. He's got some awesome colleagues as well. He joins us now on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline and talks some NBA. With NBA free agency and the draft just taking place, and now we've got NBA Summer League coming up next week in Las Vegas. John, first off, thanks for being back on the show, man. How you been?
Hey, man, I'm good. Lake, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm happy to see that we've got some super hot weather here in Minnesota. It's getting me and you both prepped for Vegas next week.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a little more humid up here, as you know, Lake. Out there, it's like you step into like an oven. Here, it's like you're in a sauna.
I know.
But
I'll take it either way. We're I like a sauna. You know I'm a sauna guy. You know that.
I know you are. I'm all right with it too for a little bit, but we could use a break in the humidity here. Anytime I'd welcome that.
So. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. All right. So whenever like we talk like draft and NBA free agency and there's a million different things going on, are you a Red Bull guy or are you a coffee guy? Like, how do you stay caffeinated?
So, I don't know how I do it because I'm not a coffee guy at all.
Really?
Never have done it. Just haven't been able to get it. I'm not a warm drink guy. So, I'm definitely more of a cold drink guy. And so that's my kind of, one of my little vices is I'm a diet Dr. Pepper guy. Like, that's what keeps me going.
Really?
I try to keep it to two when things are hot. I don't go overboard with it, but that's the fuel that I use to keep me going when I need to. Now, hey, if you and I, Lake, and we meet up in Vegas and we're out in the town and I need a boost, there might be some vodka and Red Bull together to get us going. But that's a different story. So.
I think we might have had one of those at Topgolf a couple years ago.
I think you're right, yes.
On Glenn Taylor's tab.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's start there, man. Like the sale is has been approved by the league. Mm-hmm. Now we have Mark Lowry. We have A-Rod. Mm-hmm. I think that Minnesota – fans are feeling really good about the new ownership group. How should Minnesota sports fans feel about this new ownership group?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of them, whether it's fair or not, Lake, I think a lot of them wanted something different and they wanted a change after 30 years of Glenn Taylor. And there is no question that Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez are different than Glenn Taylor. They are going to be much more aggressive in terms of the business side, in terms of marketing, in terms of trying to get a new arena going, like a lot of things on that side of the ledger you're going to see it just a different kind of energy about what the organization does, especially on the business side. You know, they are kind of benefiting right now coming into the basketball side of things. They have Anthony Edwards, who is the face of the franchise. They have Chris Finch locked up. The two of them were instrumental in getting Tim Connelly here. So the basketball side of things is as good as it's ever been, I believe, Lake, in this organization's history. So they have the benefit of coming in and being able to focus a lot more on how do you create revenue? what kind of changes do you make just kind of on in the business and marketing side of things, and how do you push things over the top? But it's definitely going to be a whole different vibe, whole different energy, and I think a lot of fans are ready for that change.
What is the legacy, in your opinion, of Glenn Taylor? Because I feel like I'm one of the outliers, or maybe one of the few current Minnesota sports fans that gives him a little bit more credit than the average fan, because he came in and he kept his team here when this team was on the verge of moving on. He spent a lot of money throughout the years. You know, there could be a lot of criticisms about who he hired as coaches and, you know, who he hired in basketball ops and all that, but he never shortchanged his team from a money perspective, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly with you there. And, you know, I've taken a little bit of criticism myself for just kind of the way that I've viewed Glenn Taylor over the years. And the way that I do it is that, first of all, first and foremost, the Timberwolves are not here if Glenn Taylor wasn't around, because they were going to move to New Orleans until he swooped in and saved the team. And, you know, for a long time in the, you know, early, middle 2000s, it was easy for fans to say, oh, boy, big gain for us that we get to have this Timberwolves team that's always really crummy to root for. But imagine not having the Wolves now, and imagine, you know, those full buildings, and imagine, you know, everything and that not being here. It's just enormous on Glenn Taylor's part. Secondly, you know, the way that he invested in the Minnesota Lynx and really built that franchise into the class of the league, that's a legacy for Glenn and Becky Taylor and for what they've done, four championships, the class of the WNBA. And so it just goes to show, Lake, just what a difference he makes as an owner when he hires the right people. You know, fairness and conversation. He didn't hire the right people, especially in the general manager positions, for much of his tenure until he got to Flip Saunders. He unfortunately and tragically passed away.
Yep.
And then they finally got to Tim Connolly, but he hired Cheryl Reeve. He put her in position and empowered her, and they built the Lynx up into just a juggernaut in the WNBA. Now that he has Chris Finch and Tim Connolly in place, the Wolves look to be very, very competitive. And so if you want to knock him, it definitely was in the hiring perspective of things over the years. But all in all, I'm grateful for him, because that we would not have NBA basketball in the Twin Cities were it not for Glenn Taylor.
And I know it kind of ended up in a little bit of a scandal, but I thought that Gerson was a good hire too. And he did. Mm-hmm. I think he really put the team in a good position with his drafting and some of the moves that he made as well. We're talking to John Krasinski from The Athletic, joining us here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. What did you make of the Wolves and what they did with this year's NBA draft? I like what they did. I feel like Tim Connolly is on to something with taking a swing on massive upsides with bigs. What did you make of this year's draft class?
Yeah, two things. First of all, I didn't know really much about Johan Berenguer before they drafted him. But when you talk to people internally about what they think this kid's ceiling is, they are just over the moon about where what they think he can become. And so that's intriguing to me, because I do think Tim Connolly, Matt Lloyd, Dell Demps, a lot of the front office executives have a really good eye for talent, and they can identify talent and see where it goes. And then Chris Finch is very good at developing that talent. So I'm really intrigued about him. Zakarski is a really big dude. Super huge. We'll see about him. I think he's a little bit more of a project, and so I'm not exactly sure on that front. But you can never go wrong with size, especially considering you think Rudy Gobert probably has a couple more years left, and then he will probably be moving on, and they're going to need to fill that spot. And Berenguer and Zakarski certainly fit that profile. But the other part that I don't think enough people are really paying attention to yet, like, is I think that this approach is an absolute kind of endorsement of Rob Dillingham. You know, they could have taken Walter Clayton Jr. at number 17. They could have taken Yasha Konish, or however you say his name, from Illinois.
Yep.
There were several guards and point guards available. They did not do that because they believe Rob Dillingham is going to be ready to go. And so those are the two takeaways that I get from their approach on draft night.
And let me ask you this. Do you think that the French connection is something that will play out in such a positive way for the Wolves? Do we look at the fact that Rudy is looking at this young kid and he's giving him the thumbs up? Do you think that Rudy's going to pour all of his knowledge and all of, you know, put that little extra effort into helping this kid develop and bring him along?
Yeah, it's really a perfect situation for Bérenger, who just started playing 4 years ago. He's very young. He's very raw, but he seems to be a really fast learner. And when you get to be every day with a guy who has literally forged that same path, coming from France as a raw prospect and project, defensive-minded, big, and has turned himself into one of the best defensive players of all time, knows what it's like to move from France to the United States at a young age, knows all the pitfalls, knows everything that Johan is going to be facing on and off the court. And what we know of Rudy Gobert is that he is an incredibly gracious teammate. I think he is absolutely going to embrace Johan and Rocco and show them the way and be a good teammate and be a good leader and a good mentor. And it's, you know, it's an ideal situation. And really that whole locker room is great for young guys. Like, I mean, you have Mike Conley, Anthony Edwards is one of the best superstar teammates you could ask for. They just got a lot of guys who are very open and willing to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Embrace young guys and help them get better. And so I think you couldn't ask for a better spot for Johan Bérenger to be in and to at least have a chance to develop and realize his full potential.
You know, real quick, I want to get back to Rob Dillingham. You mentioned him. I think this is a big year for him. I know he didn't get a ton of playing time here his rookie season, but I think that for this team to stay in the mix, to stay a contender, to kind of stay tracking to be a relevant team, he's got to make some improvements. And I know that, you know, people are concerned about decision-making and shot selection, all those. I'm not as worried about that. I think that's going to come along because there's something that Rob Dillingham, if we give him time, that he's going to get, and that's experience. So I think that there's a lot of potential that he has.
For sure. I have been a little bit sort of confused by a lot of Wolves fans and Twitter saying, you know, man, you have to get a point guard. We have to get a point guard. You have only Mike Conley out there. And I'm like, no, you have the number 8 pick in the draft from last year in Rob Dillingham. Now, they didn't see a lot of him last year. Of course, you know, he was very young. He's a little undersized. He's got a lot to work on defensively, decision-making, shot selection, shot mechanics. I think all of that needs to be refined, improved, no question. But there's also no denying he is an electric player. He does things that no other Timberwolves player can do in terms of breaking down guys off the dribble, getting into the paint, getting out in transition. He is going to have those things ready to go. Now, they do have to do a good job of helping him learn the game, of helping him understand how to run an offense, and those are all going to be key things. But a lot of that, Lake, is just, I really believe, going to come by getting him out there and letting him play.
Agreed.
He's going to make mistakes early. He's going to go through bumps in the road. But you just got to stick with it and let him go. But I really think this guy is, you know, an absolute dynamic athlete and player, and there are going to be nights where he scores 28 points in 21 minutes, when he really gets it going. And that's the kind of dimension that he's going to bring to take some of that scoring load off of Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle.
Hey, so Zagarski's not going to be a part of Summer League, right?
No, he is. Yep,
oh, he is? Okay, I didn't see his name on the roster earlier
today.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's just a technical thing, Lake. They made a trade on draft night, and that trade has not been finalized with the league just yet.
Yes, now I'm even more pumped. I was a little bit bummed out.
Yep, nope, he's going to be there. Yep, he's been in Edina. He's been in Minnesota for you know, training and stuff, so he's comfortable here. And, yeah, he's playing here, and then I think he's going to play next year mostly in Iowa. So the plan is for him to be here for Summer League and then be here next season as well.
All right, let's talk about the free agents. We retained and gave extensions to or re-signed, you know, the two big guys, Naz Reid as well as Julius Randle. A couple of bench guys we lose in Luka Garza as well as Josh Minot. We also lose he played himself into a position where he was going to go get a bag from somewhere. Just talk about the free agency aspect for the Wolves.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, Wolves fans are underwhelmed, at the start of this free agency because you see other teams making moves and signing guys and it's these flashy numbers and all this stuff. And you're saying, well, come on, Timberwolves, you have to do something. But they really spent their money internally. They spent it with Naz Reid getting $125 million. They spent it with Julius Randle getting $100 million. Those are two really key components of their team going into next season. And I don't think when they looked around at their options for trades, for other situations, just with their salary cap situation, there was not going to be any better options for them to go get. Once they were out of the Kevin Durant sweepstakes, there was just no reason to do anything other than sign their guys and run it back. And there is a belief that another year together after, you know, Randle and DiVincenzo both landed here in Minnesota like a day before training camp started, I think that there's hope that that familiarity and chemistry will be better and they'll be ready to go. They are going to miss Nikhil Alexander-Walker. There's no question about that. But they do hope that Terrence Shannon, Jalen Clark, Rob Dillingham can kind of help fill in those minutes and give them a different dimension than what Nikhil brought. They won't be as good defensively, but maybe there's some different elements they could bring offensively to help them. And so they believe they're well stocked on the wing and at the guard position. And that's why they don't think Alexander Walker's loss will sting quite as much as it would have if they would have lost Randle or Reid.
Yeah. Hey, John, you're the best, man. I appreciate the time tonight and we'll see you in the desert next week.
Awesome. Have a happy 4th, Lake. And, yeah, I'll see you next week, man.
All right, same to you, my man. All right, that's John Krasinski from The Athletic joining us here on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.